Page 3 is devoted today to a study on the economic benefits of surfing. I kid you not. Dr. Sam Wills is an assistant professor and lecturer in economics at the University of Sydney and also obviously a keen surfer. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning, how are you?
Is this one of those where you can marry your passion with your work and you've done a study on the economic impact of surf breaks?
Yeah, it's turned out well, actually. So I guess the deeper question we're interested in is, you know, how much does the environment affect the economy? And we know that some parts of the environment are important. We know that having a river is important, or a coastline, because it improves your access to trade. We know that having fertile soil is important because it improves your agricultural productivity. But what about just being a nice place to live? And there's very mixed evidence, right? The fact that London exists means that, you know, people don't always think about having a nice environment. But we wanted to try and isolate that and figure out whether or not natural amenities are important for economic growth.
So you've looked at what happens to a surf break if something, there's dredging, for instance, at one sand break in Spain a surf break in Spain that ruined a particular surfing spot and the impact that had on the local economy. What did you find?
Yeah, exactly. So actually we conducted about 4 different experiments. We looked at, you know, good versus bad breaks. We looked at discoveries and disappearances. We looked at what happened when wetsuits were discovered that allowed you to surf cold water breaks a lot easier, and also what happens during El Nino years. With the break in Spain, we found basically what happened was they dredged the river mouth to improve access for boats. They thought this would be great for the economy, but it turned out that it actually, by destroying the surf break, caused the local economy to collapse. The way we're able to measure that, of course, is using satellites. So what we do is we have these satellites that measure how much light is emitted of a night time, down to about 1 square kilometre. So it's a really fine resolution. And those lights are quite highly correlated with economic activity, you know, with the number of car headlights driving around, or the street lamps, all the rest. And so using that, we're able to show that, by destroying that surf break, light in the local area collapsed, and as a result, so did the local economy.
But surfers are notoriously tight-fisted, Sam.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? But when you think about it, so there are 35 million surfers in the world. Many of them are from Australia and the US. They actually have quite a high disposable income. We've had, the last premier in New South Wales was a surfer. Tony Abbott was a surfer. You know, the surfers they stretch all throughout society. And especially when they go to developing countries, their spending power is quite high, right?
So, but the opposite is also true, that when people are surfing, they're not working. So you could argue surfing's bad for the economy.
Yeah, see, that's the interesting thing, right? But it turns out that, there are a few channels by which it can happen. One is that, you know, people will decide to live somewhere and work.
No, trading. No one turns up to work when the surf's up.
Well, that's it. But maybe those people wouldn't live there if they didn't have that high-quality break.
I think we need an independent analysis of your research, Sam. I suspect you've got a certain bias built in, but it's fascinating and good fun as well. Dr. Sam Wills, who did his PhD on this, he's a lecturer and professor in economics at the University of Sydney.